A boat gently rocks beneath you, the waves lulling you side to side. A haunting voice calls to you on the cool sea air. You reach out. You've been lured in by the Siren Sisters. Hi, I'm Audrey.
And I'm Ash.
And today we are speaking with a special guest, Blood Sister.
They summoned me out of the 10th circle of hell. So here I am. My name's Michelle.
Yay!
Hi!
Hello!
Welcome to the Siren Sisters!
I'm so glad to be here.
That's my sister.
Big time fan, long time listener.
And today we are talking about a mermaid romance book.
Romance.
Yeah. Romance.
Technically.
I think it was a romance.
Yeah. Okay, it was. I'm just being a little sassafras.
Just because they were happy.
happy.
So today we are recapping and reviewing I Married a Merman by Regine Abel. She is a USA Today bestselling author.
Yeah. And this is part of like a whole series of like I Married a and then different monstery type creatures. Mm-hmm. This is one of many.
I can't say but they're all standalones.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I've heard about the other ones.
I think I've heard about I Married an Orc, but I don't remember.
I've heard I Married a Naga?
No, oh. What is a Naga?
Like a snake man.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Top man, bottom snake. Thick snake.
Thick.
Thick.
All right. Ashley has notes.
I did take some notes.
I have some notes.
Here's the thing. The whole time I was reading this, I was like, great. I was like, oh, that's nice. No thoughts.
Yeah, pretty much.
No critiques. Just I was like, oh, well, that's nice. Well, there are some critiques.
There are some critiques for sure.
Yeah. But yeah.
So we start off. I believe the year is 2306.
Wow. I think that's right.
Because it mentioned the year 2006 and then said 300 years later. So we're in the future.
Yeah.
Starting on Earth, our main girl is Neera. We find out she has some lung issues. Mm-hmm. She goes to the doctor and she learns that she is mutating and Earth's atmosphere is poisoning her.
Oh no.
Oh, same girl.
It's the oxygen.
Yeah. She's mutating into... I think they tell her right away that it's like this final form mermaid alien.
She's being turned.
I think Sicarian.
Sicarian? Yeah. So there's apparently.
Sicarians. I've got it written down.
Perfect. So in this world, apparently, humans have evolved from Sicarians who seeded the Earth with their sperm. And there are also other evolutions of Sicarians that give you the different evolutions of different mythical beings. The mermaids being one of them. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Sicarians are like the blueprint.
Okay.
I think.
Right. So I'm wondering if they're like vampires.
And then things change.
Yeah. But because there's also, there's like an OG planet of Sicarians, but then there's a mermaid planet of less...
They're like in-betweens. What are they called? Like Tritonians?
The mermaid planet is Triton.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a planet.
They're Tritonians.
Okay. Tritonians. Very creative.
Yeah.
I mean, it's straightforward. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll say.
We still forgot it, but.
Yeah. As soon as we're done talking about this book, it's out of my brain.
Yup.
So sorry.
You weren't impacted?
I was impacted for a little bit.
So Neera needs to move away from Earth, but she's too poor.
Yeah.
Moving interstellarly, expensive. In today's economy.
Oh, God. I can't even move across state. Barely.
Literally. So there is this prime mating agency, which is the basis of all the books.
We got to get these ovaries in the hands of aliens.
Yes.
Basically.
If you marry an alien, we will move you for free.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that, I was like, okay, if we were talking about this, like, prime dating agency only, I would be very interested to see, like, what nefarious things they're up to. Because there's potential for corruption, for eugenics, devilry.
So you don't care
plots.
About the people they're matching up.
I don't care about
that. You want to know about the infrastructure.
I want to know how they are literally moving worlds and who's at the top. what motivates them.
Okay.
Truly.
Yeah. So.
But I didn't get any of that, obviously.
No.
No.
We veered
Maybe
off.
One of the books focuses like, on that.
I highly doubt that.
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, that's not what it's going for.
Maybe.
We don't mean yeah. to.
Although.
I think this book was written after the Ice Planet Barbarian series.
Oh.
Interesting. Which there is, in the Ice Planet Barbarian series, a similar breeding system, to put it that way. So I think the concept is just like, here's our solution to mm-hmm. your problem. Which yeah. for me, I was like, oh, that's so convenient. Great. Like,
oh, easy. Great. And I'm like, no, they're up to something bad.
Michelle is suspicious.
I don't trust that at all. Too easy. This is something bad is going to happen. And then the rest of the book will continue.
Yeah.
My first, like, when they first 6% into the book.
Mm.
My first little note to myself, strong opinion, the PMA is part of a government conspiracy. Breed more of their people and take over the galaxy.
Yeah. Did you know it was a romance when you started reading it?
I don't think really I did.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe, but...
You're familiar with the romance genre as a whole.
Oh,
and the lack of, yeah. like,
I think I knew that and just rejected it unconsciously.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, the point of some romance books is you have this situation that these women are put in mm-hmm. and the only solution is dick.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Yeah.
There's really yeah. nothing more to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, over dick.
Like, give me something else.
Give me something more interesting than a dick, please.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Well, he vibrated. I mean, okay, that I need to talk about.
Wait.
Okay.
Back it up.
So, before we get too ahead of ourselves.
So, Neera signs up for the Interstellar Bride Service.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's signing up. Mail order bride.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's a thing.
A solution.
Uh-huh. It's, yeah. Can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the aliens that run this place, they're, like, empathic. So they
would
just pick a random alien.
He's an empath. So that's literally, when I read, like, oh my God, he's an empath. I thought that was very funny. But I understood, yeah. like, I why they wanted this clerical admin person to
right.
be an yeah. literally an empath.
It's the caveat that makes it more ethical, mm-hmm. quotes.
Right.
Exactly.
Because they match you up with someone who you will get along with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except for this case. He was like, I'm not 100% sure.
True.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, this is me tossing a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
And I feel more positive about it.
Well, and it's because she's... he was having a hard time reading her emotions because she's been sick and very guarded.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
So like Bella Swan.
Yeah, exactly like yeah. Bella Swan.
I couldn't. When they said, I don't know what's in her brain. I was like, oh my God, Bella, were you kind of woke up?
But yeah, he picks a merman for her and she gets, let's see. Echo, who is our merman boy,
mm-hmm.
he comes to her to get her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he shows up. He is like, maybe I should have worn some clothes, but this is traditional, so I'll be naked.
Oh, yeah. So the mer people?
Yeah.
They
Tritons?
Tritonians?
The Tritonians. I don't know why.
So they are bipedal.
Correct.
Yes. Right.
So they walk around. I was trying to figure that out. They can walk around.
They can walk
when
around.
They're on their little islands.
Yes.
So he walks his little ass to the airport, picks her up. They have a marriage ceremony.
Correct.
With the human
liaison.
Liaison. Uh-huh. Yeah, like justice of peace. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And then they have the most awkward small talk on the ride back to the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're both nervous.
They're nervous.
Yeah. I mean, they just met. And they had to kiss, right? And part of the ceremony.
Yeah.
Which,
that was kind of a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the description we get of him, he's a merman.
He's pink.
He's not wearing any clothes. He is pink. He has like light pink skin, pink scales, but he has red hair.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 6'5".
And he has a deep voice.
His name is also Echo.
And they have
clinging
like
to that deep voice.
I know.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah, that helps for
I'm
sure.
A sucker for you.
But like the way the mermaid tails work is like they have legs
like
and genitalia,
mm-hmm.
but then there's like a long fin on the sides of their hips that will like wrap around front like a skirt.
Right. Yeah. So it's their like modest.
They called it the veil.
Yeah.
Yes.
The veil. I liked it.
My veil.
Yeah. So they've got like, you know, little fin loincloth situation. So they're not flashing ass at people all day, every day. But when they're in the water, their legs are like stitched together so they don't need it. And they want their fins on the side.
They're like little scales come out, cling together. And they've got bones in the back of their heels.
Yes.
Am I understanding
they
that
have
right?
Bones that like
link together.
Flip around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that correct? We'd have to pull it up in the book. But that was.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought the anatomy was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
It was a choice. It was a way to explain like. Yeah, he's a merman, I guess, but he's an alien, and this is how we're going to connect.
This is how the alien body works.
Miss Regine was literally like, let me do the bare minimum for...
Miss Regine.
Miss Regine.
She was like, let me do the bare minimum just to, like, for the science heads out there.
Yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah. I was
for those
like,
science geeks.
He was walking around. I'm like, this is a fucking mermaid book. Oh, do you guys swear on this? Have we already
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that. I listen to you.
Avid listener, Michelle.
Avid listener. Listener lies. My middle name is Liar.
They do find out from, I forget who, if it's the doctors or something, that Neera might continue to evolve and also have to leave Triton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the biggest conflict.
That's the only conflict.
Mm-hmm. There's
in the book.
There's almost no conflict in this book, and I was here for it.
Okay.
I mean, that was... Which is
I was in a very different headspace. I've been working a lot and in school a lot. And I was like, oh, this is great. They're just having a good time.
No thoughts, just vibes.
No thoughts, just vibes.
He's just telling her how things work and giving her a good dick down. Like, this is great.
But that didn't happen as frequently as I thought it would in the book.
I agree.
I was like, there could be way more dick if this is the romance.
Yes. Oh, okay. I thought they got to it quickly.
I mean, they did, but then that was like it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It wasn't very in-depth.
Yeah. I'm like, I thought this was supposed to be like...
Boning.
Yeah.
Like, boning every chapter.
No.
Yeah.
Barely any boning. I'm like, okay.
So we find out when he blushes, his skin changes to like a red color.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that down.
Yeah.
All of the merpeople can change color and texture like an octopus. So that was another scientific fact.
Which is fun.
They have iridophore cells on their skin, which are what octopi have and other, what are they called? I don't know.
Like,
they're phylum, whatever. But other
cephalopods?
Yeah. Other cephalopods can do that too, like cuttlefish.
Look at her cute and smart.
Normal. But yeah, so they can like flash different colors, they can change colors, change texture a little bit. I don't think it was it super drastic with the texture? I don't remember. I don't think they leaned into that.
I think maybe he just mentions that they can do texture. I don't remember her actually using that in the book.
Yeah, because when they said, oh, we can slightly change the texture, I was like, is he going to do that with his dick?
Oh.
I was thinking about that.
Ridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. But
barely.
I mean, he has a corkscrew.
We'll
get into it.
I'm looking back at my Kindle notes. Very early on in the book, Neera described herself as busted up. And I was like, who the fuck says busted up?
Oh my God. She said nifty 3 times.
I was like, shut up, Neera. You're so lame.
Neera's an orphan.
Yeah.
She just got over.
Oh my God. And they kept shaming her mom. Like, her mom did drugs when she was pregnant with Neera.
Yeah.
She's a piece of shit human.
Well, and that's what stalled her.
That is piece of shit for human. But also, like, think about the factors for why her mom was in that situation to begin with.
Earth
is a horrible place.
part of the reason they bring it up is because it stalled her evolution. So in this universe, humans will have a mutation triggered in their genes. Sometimes... it's kind of random. And they will turn into Sicarians or Tritons or some other kind of thing. So they're like, oh my God, your development was bad because of your mom. Your dumb mom.
Your dumb, horrible
mom. And now you can evolve like us and be evolved beings.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen to you because your mom's a whore.
Yeah, like it all starts happening really fast for her, so mm-hmm. they have no idea like when shit's gonna go down.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. So they tell Echo, he's like, hey, your wife may have to leave the planet, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, but I think mm-hmm. she might like you. I'm an empath.
She might want to stay. And we yeah. have like a super easy solution for her to stay, but you're going to freak out about it, Echo. Yes.
That was so funny.
God.
Oh, that was so annoying. I was like, shut up, man. Oh, I also want one of my notes from very early on. Early on in the book, I was heavy on the notes and then I got bored and stopped. Mm-hmm, I'm going to be yeah. so real. I wrote, Dr. Itani is a pimp.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Dr. Itani is a pimp because she was the one originally like giving that advice or checking over Neera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was like, let me tell you about the...
let me tell you about this bride system. Let me tell you about system.
The PMA. Yes. You could be a mail order bride. Yeah. I'm galactic girly.
That's so mm-hmm. funny. I wonder if she gets referral fees.
I bet Ooh. She... I'm telling you, there's something dirty going on there. And it wasn't in their apartment. No. When they were fucking.
That's so funny.
It wasn't that.
So they're at the planet. They have a healer on the island. Mm-hmm. And basically Echo kind of just... is like, hey, here's, like, the deal. He's just kind of telling her about society. And he's like, well, I think the faster you just ditch all your human shit, the more you'll acclimate. And yeah. we're going to have a ceremony tonight. It's going to be great. And you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff. And Neera's like, I'm tentatively excited.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. meet her. Let's see. We meet the matriarch Reyna or Rana. Mm-hmm. She's, like, a brownish gold color. Mm-hmm. And then this... lady walks up to Echo and like puts her arm around him,
and she's purple and beautiful.
And she's purple yeah. and beautiful and stunning and young. And Neera's like, "Who the fuck is this? I'm so jealous." And then it turns yeah, out to be his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I kind of like dropped off, super invested because yeah. she's like, it's like the writing became very juvenile for
Ooh,
me.
Yeah,
and I was like, what is happening? Did a teenager write this? She's like, she was so hot. She looked like his girlfriend. Yes. And I was like, what?
But she's actually happening? His mom.
But it's actually his mom. And then, oh, let me show you how to trick my son to do whatever he wants. Just do a pouty lip.
What? He loves to take no. care of brats. He's got a brat fetish.
He's got a brat fetish. I'm his mom. I know all about it. I know it. All so about I act it. Like a brat. I'm like, ugh.
It's yucky.
It was bad. But that also made me wonder, is this a problem on this planet because there's not a lot of females? Do you, like, does that happen?
Ew.
Ooh.
That was...
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
No, I
mean, probably not in this universe.
No. The way the book is written, no. they went heavily.
I'm thinking about the real
This is the propaganda movie.
Did Israel write this?
Oh my God. This is the propaganda, like, mail order bride
propaganda
movie that they released.
They're trying yeah. to get Earth ready for this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So everybody's hot. All the women have their titties out. Oh, they're goodness. All perky and mm-hmm. they're all like a little taller than she thinks maybe yeah. they should be. And
tall,
they're thin.
Athletic.
And yeah, mm-hmm. just beautiful ladies everywhere.
Because they swim around all the time.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, their lifeline, their life expectancy is like 180 years.
Oh, yeah. It's like huge.
I feel like that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they
say at some point.
They age slower. They're a matriarchal
that
society.
That's nice.
I like that. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's always fun.
I have a thought about that
later. And usually because fertility is so difficult for them, the women will have multiple partners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll have little harems.
I could see mm-hmm. her doing a harem book with this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not yeah, but not with this couple.
It, yeah.
Not this couple.
No,
not
someone else.
No, Neera's a special baby.
So Neera's like, oh, I'm too skinty. Yeah.
Echo's like, oh, she's too skinty.
Well,
he's like, she looks so weak and sickly and frail. Hot.
I need to take care of my bird bones. Little baby.
Her sexy little bird bones. Oh, no. I've got to feed them.
She might break.
Yeah. And that's something that the mom also reinforces is mm-hmm. Because the women are so revered. A lot of the men are like, well, I need to protect them. I gotta protect.
I'm a man.
I gotta do something for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know why that was the main point.
That's okay. You know? Came from deep inside.
Came from
That's okay.
somewhere.
So Echo takes her, Neera, into his house, and their houses have little vacuums at the entrances that suck all the sand off your feet.
Honestly, mm-hmm. I Perfect. Would really like that mm-hmm. for my mm-hmm. own
At first
life.
I was like,
that was a great weird. Invention.
But like, okay, mm-hmm. smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
I was into it.
Yeah.
I'm like, we could implement this technology right now.
Yeah. See, for me, reading the technology and reading like the solutions that just get landed on Neera, I'm like, great, convenient. Done. Love it.
Done. Yeah, I'm like, how Find can we me. Make this happen here?
Check, check, check.
No chores for me.
Love it.
I wrote down that his house had beach themed bathroom energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like she like describes modern. It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just describes it a lot, and it's with the writing being kind of juvenile, it just all I could picture was like this really cheesy set.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, yeah. I was thinking like 60s Star Trek ocean theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all purchased from IKEA.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 That's kind of, I was like, it's nice, but it also looks a little cheap.
Yeah, I wasn't vibing with it. Yeah.
I could also see just AI generated like oh, yes. ocean bedroom.
Yes.
I just let it wash over me. I wasn't here to criticize, apparently. Yes.
Oh, another part of the marriage arrangement, if they break up before, they're allowed to break up after like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
If,
or before 6 months?
After 6 months. Because I highlighted right. this because
they have to make it, they have to try.
Mm-hmm. Strain from any of them could have serious repercussions, including having the marriage considered null and void, with brutal financial penalties for the partner at fault or for both, mm-hmm. based on the circumstances that led to such default.
Basically, if
and
you're,
I was like, wow.
If you're a dick and you cheat, mm-hmm. you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Well, if Neera freaks out, she's even more in a financial hole.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's trapped, basically.
Mm-hmm. She was going to yeah. die on Earth.
Sure.
So, I don't know. For me, I yeah. was like, eh.
You just bought right into it.
I was like,
like that. I'm like,
I was like, Earth is hell, life is hell.
Looking underneath it,
I was like, how nice of these aliens to offer a solution.
Yeah,
right. No one's offering solutions.
But we find out. I think it's just Neera thinking inside her head. Mm-hmm. She does not feel an immediate spark with Echo. Like she thinks yeah. he's hot. She likes his voice, but mm-hmm. she doesn't like feel connected with him.
No, and I Mm-mm. think it's because she isn't ready to love yet.
That's right.
She's not ready to love. And she's also, got she up. Just got off of an intergalactic flight.
She just got off her flight.
There's jet lag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She just got off her flight. She is just recovering from being sick for so long and being isolated for so long. Mm-hmm. She's got to, you know, grow, be comfortable a little bit,
mm-hmm.
figure out her brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But his mom shows up to dress her mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. their wedding that mm-hmm. night. And she's like considering like, should I show my boobies? Everyone else is showing their boobies. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but I'm just going to dive all in. Mm-hmm. So Edelyn, which is his mom, dresses her in this pink sarong that leaves her boobies out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really quick to get her titties out.
I like it.
I was okay with it.
I thought that was nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted her to keep wearing sarongs, but
yeah.
I just like sarongs.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, let's talk more about the fashion here.
Right? Yeah. So they also have this little like makeup hologram thing. And so the Tritons, they are able to use the iridophore cells in their skin to make patterns on their bodies. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she's human. So the mom brought this little hologram thingy to apply makeup and patterns on her.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great.
This is very cute.
She like paints the pattern that she picks out on her.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Well, and she, Neera, like combined two designs
yes.
into one.
She's creative.
And she was like,
she's quirky.
The mom was like, mind blown. She was like, holy
never seen that before.
Crap.
Yeah.
You are a legend.
Innovative, amazing, incredible. Like, never seen before.
You have to stay here.
Yeah.
That's basically what she was saying.
Yeah. And she picks pink so she can mm-hmm. match Echo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which Echo, that about like burst his little heart with
he
joy.
He loved that.
Yeah.
He had heart eyes for real.
Yeah. He's like, obsessed with her from the get-go.
He's like, wow, she's trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any effort at all? Oh my God, I'm hard.
Attention from a woman, a human woman.
Who's not my mom.
Who isn't my mom. I don't really know where this came from, but one of the notes I wrote was mom is psychotic.
I see, I'm with you because I wrote down, like, while she's painting her,
she's
and stuff,
too involved.
They, well, yes. She is very involved. She's incredibly and involved. They start discussing this weird parent dynamic and women being self-sufficient, but letting men think they're in charge because it's there in their DNA.
They're playing mind games.
I took a screenshot.
What the freak?
So I could read it because it was
very weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're talking, blah, blah, blah. If you ask Echo, he'll probably tell you that he's the parent in our relationship. The way she rolled her eyes made me laugh. Well, is he? I couldn't help but ask. She chuckled. I let him think he is. Why? I ask. Genuinely baffled. Because it makes him feel good. It makes him feel like he's needed and that he is performing his duty as a protector, she said with an indulgent smile. Every Thallon female is completely self-sufficient.
Oh, Thallon.
We just give them... Thallon.
That's, is your, yeah, they're Thallons.
Not quite fully...
I like Triton.
I like Tritonian. Triton
makes more sense. Yeah. I got confused with all the words.
Yeah.
But anyways, every Thallon female is completely self-sufficient. We just give them the impression that we're dependent on them. They need to look after us. It's part of their DNA. Observe our people well over the next few days. You will see it. The challenge is to make your mate feel valued and important without abusing it and without losing yourself either.
I guess.
What the fuck does that mean?
It literally means
nothing.
And
also, I don't like the phrase mate, but I think you guys already know that about me.
You have to get over that with these type of books.
Yeah.
Because it's everywhere.
I'm just like, my mate. And I'm just like,
I also don't like
I just picture.
I don't usually either.
No.
Like, good day, mate. That's what I hear. I'm like, are they Australian? I don't know.
Yeah. So I just thought that was like, it was trying to be feminist, but didn't
but
work.
But it was weird.
Like opposite feminist.
Yeah. So for me, it was manipulative. For me, what the book is saying, they're talking to the reader like, hey, mm-hmm. you can indulge in this caring for situation without feeling guilty about
the women's like, let them pamper place. You, it's fine.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's okay. The point is pampering. Just go with it.
Right.
And I was like, yes, sir. Message received.
Done and done.
But yeah, no. I mean, like, I could get up and get my own water, but I let Michael do it for me.
It's in his DNA. You have to let him think that he has to take care of you and you can't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Right? Like, it's yucky. I don't know.
Very horrible. And I just didn't like that. Oh, here's where I got bored in the book.
Okay.
Echo, because you get Echo's POV. Mm-hmm. And he's describing how walking on sand works.
What?
At one point.
Oh. Why? What?
It was like, did I miss he was that? Like, I was so irritated by it. He was like yielding at first when you stepped on it, then growing firm as it held you up. I'm like, bro, that's just walking on sand.
We've all walked on sand.
We've all walked on sand.
We've all done it.
Why are you explaining how walking on sand fucking works?
Thanks, Echo.
Like, it's an alien planet, but we all know what sand is.
Yeah, it's the same.
That's so funny.
It made me so irritated. Oh, and then the darter races. The darter ray races. Yeah. Like, their tourism is... not great.
No.
I'm just like, okay, you could have a beautiful planet, but you're going to force these animals to freaking race for tourist entertainment.
You didn't hear the part where they love it?
Where the darter rays love it?
Yeah.
I did not hear that part.
Oh, maybe it was implied.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was. My note was, nice to see animal cruelty and exploitation are literally universal tourist traps.
No, see, that quote is just, he's just grounded. Because he loves the ground. what happens next?
So they have their wedding dinner.
Yeah.
And she likes seafood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She made a note to say, I mainly eat pescatarian on Earth. And I'm like, well, isn't that
fucking convenient? Surprise.
Well, she was evolving. It's foreshadowing because she was evolving into a Sicarian.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
A Thallon.
Well,
in her DNA.
She's technically evolving into a Sicarian, but they're also underwater ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Anyway.
So after they eat, it's time for the mating dance.
Oh, and
oh my God.
She was horror. So during the dinner, part of the whole thing is like, she is in her brain, like, one day I'm going to become one of these people. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to match their physiology. Uh-huh. Because that's what the plan is.
It's going to happen.
Right. She's going to go through more evolution stages. And she's so grossed out when they eat a whole fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he talks to
with
her.
They're like throat bones.
Yeah, they've got throat teeth. Because they got to crunch up bones.
Now that
and stuff.
I was like, I could do with some throat teeth. I was, that'd be nice
I was like, great, this is perfect.
Yeah, I was fully behind that.
But
I supported that.
She's revolted.
She was like, horrified. I'm like, girl.
I was like, that's the revolting thing to you.
Not the mom.
Not
weirdness.
The mom acting so overly involved.
So weird
and affectionate with her adult son.
It's love bombing.
Yeah, it was love bombing.
It's so funny.
We learned at an earlier point, Echo's last name is Doja.
Oh,
Doja. And Kim? I was like, that's the dumbest name. Because I know that because I wrote a note. I'm like, this name is dumb.
Mm-hmm. I skipped over that, apparently.
I said, this is the dumbest name. I hope they fuck soon. This is so painful and boring. You guys.
Well, they do fuck soon.
They do.
They do. Also, we were like, I feel like it didn't happen soon enough in the book.
No, it didn't.
See, I was enjoying learning about the fish.
Oh, okay.
And fish technology.
I'm like, what is, okay, it's a romance, but also maybe I'm confusing erotica and romance.
It's definitely not erotica.
No.
Yeah.
It's I would say it's an erotic romance.
An erotic romance. Sure.
Okay. But no, romance doesn't necessarily have penis on page.
Mm. Yeah.
It should, in my opinion.
Yeah. What's the point otherwise?
Yeah.
It's not always banging all the time.
I'm just like, what the heck? You're going through every painful detail of how everything works in a really boring way.
Well, that's this author specifically.
Yeah, this author. Yes, not the genre.
No.
I do like romance. I like Emily Henry a lot. She does great romance, in my opinion. But
yeah,
this was something else.
There's a particular lack of conflict and stuff that happens
that you need for a plot.
Yeah.
So Echo steps into the water to do his magic mic dance, and this is the first time we see him use his tail. Mm-hmm. So the veil flares out, and fins. I wrote down that fins wrap around his legs, but it was kind of confusing, if they stitched together or they were just kind of wrapped together.
I thought at the end of the book she has there's little
there's pictures,
drawings. Those are kind of helpful, but also not really what I pictured.
Yeah.
For me, what I was picturing when the legs kind of meshed together was if my inner thigh skin gets stuck in the hot car.
Okay.
And it's kind of, I don't know.
Like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But more.
Yeah. And they do this cool bioluminescent dance. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes out there. And they have, the creatures, the darter rays.
Yeah, the darter rays. And I think there's something else.
Yeah, there's a seahorse type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's, a podium.
Yeah, there's a stage.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And there is a stage undulating on it. He does, a striptease or something on there.
And she is so hot for it.
Well, yeah, so, so hot. And he can, can he sense how turned on she is?
Probably. That's common in these types of books.
I think he can sniff it.
Yeah,
he can, smell her pheromones or something shitty like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like, oh, my mate fucking loves this shit. I'm gonna,
if y'all hone it, let's do it. My pony. That's what I pictured.
Yeah. I was also kind of picturing that with Barbie movie when Ken.
Oh my God.
It's like. What was he saying?
I want to push you around.
That's kind of what I was imagining.
Yeah. He's just trying to impress her so hard.
Like, just so focused on you, Barbie.
Yes.
Or Nira. Yeah.
And all the he has backup dancers too, and they're all singing their siren songs.
Oh, yeah, they have siren songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's literally mesmerizing her.
Yeah.
With his siren song. And so do we think his siren song is a deep voice like Josh Turner?
Maybe lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Are you covering your ears too?
No, I almost. My siren song is so powerful.
No, I almost fell down.
That's what I was wondering about.
I pictured whale noises.
Or is it?
they like reverberated through her whole body. And she's like, ooh.
And she's like, ooh.
Like, what is that, like throat singing? That's like, whoa, whoa. Oh,
yeah. So it's like, literally throat singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. I think that's it.
Yeah. I like any saw a TikTok of, it was like two women doing that. And it was like a mother and daughter and they're like face to face and they're doing the throat singing thing. I think it was like an Inuit family.
Cool.
It was super cool.
Hell yeah.
So yeah.
That's, so that's their silent song.
That's a silent song.
So
he's face to face with her, breathing so heavily.
Well, he does like approach her at the, he approaches her at the end.
Yeah.
And she's like
blacked out.
She's like, this is doing everything for me.
Yeah. Let's go, babe.
Yeah. So he like extends out his hand. She like goes with him and they swim home and they fuck.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So we do get description of what he has down there. He has a sithi, which is a long vertical ridge on his penis that vibrates.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh. I was like, I didn't. Okay, so it was on his penis.
Not that's what I wrote on down.
His... It's not on his pelvic
not
bone?
Not on his pelvic bone?
I thought it was like at the base.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, is it closer to too. The balls or was it the whole dick?
See, and like... I wanted that illustration at the end. And
that's
that was
what
the,
I'm like,
that was the one
that's
thing.
What I need to understand. Like, where is the vibrator?
Just a
on
medical
his...
illustration of yeah. his genitalia.
She, I think that's something we could just knock out this weekend.
She yeah. should have included that in the illustrations.
Yeah.
I mean, see, she included all of the wrong details.
Yeah.
We need to know how the built-in vibrator dick was working.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
Which is the fun thing about a monster romance. You always get some kind of magical dick.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think on the penis itself, there's a ridge that spirals around. And then at the tip, there's like a little crown of nubs.
Oh. Yeah. That's what I, like, they said like nubs.
They're like
nubbins.
Yeah, they're like spikies.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's right.
But
taking
not
nubs.
Painful.
Yeah.
So they said like nubbed. But yeah, I don't know.
when we get so closer to the end of the book, I have to share the last note I made. Okay. I made notes from like, since it was on my Kindle, I can see like a percentage instead of the page.
Yeah.
Like, I started making notes from, like, 6% to, let me see, to, like, 36% I made notes. And then I stopped because I was like, this is
yeah, this part,
something.
It's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing, no thoughts here, nothing to say, nothing to add. Let's get through this.
Yeah. I mean, they take
and
her...
then at 86%, that's when I made my last
ramped
note.
Ramped back up.
Yeah. That was, no, just one more. That was it.
So they do take her to the medical clinic. I don't remember. I don't think anything's wrong yet.
No.
They just want to get her checked out.
They keep tracking her progress.
So,
like,
yeah.
I want this healthcare.
Yeah, because of her oxygen poisoning that she dealt with on Earth, they're like, okay, you're here in a new environment. We got to monitor, like, how you're adjusting. And we got to make sure, like, if you start evolving that we can support you.
Yeah.
Queen.
The doctor's like, hey, you're healthy. Everything. There's not really much for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Her vitals look fine. So,
yeah. They're like, this is what you could expect for phase two. Here's what you can expect for phase three.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when those phases happen, they get powers.
Yes.
So that was very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
The whole, like, you're in pain, I'm going to vibrate on you.
Oh, my God. Yes. That was so
hold
funny.
On. I'm getting there. So they go on a free dive.
Yeah.
They go for free. Okay, so they fuck. It was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She has a great time.
She has a great time.
Yeah.
And then they have breakfast the next day. They walk us through every little step of breakfast.
Right, right.
Every little step of the...
Because they don't really have fridges. They have, like, little
they
aquariums.
Get food fresh every day.
Fresh seafood every day.
We just get what we need daily.
That's right.
Everyone helps.
Everyone helps everyone. And I'm like, that's great.
They
and
have
I do
a
like that.
Farmer's market every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
So they go on a free dive together. He gives her a mask that can read his glowy skin communications and communicate back with him underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed some baby darter rays. And they discuss the rules about shitting in the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we find out Echo's profession is like a dolphin trainer, basically.
Basically, yeah. For these like... darter rays.
He works with animals. He's 6'5". He's so sensitive.
Yeah. He's like George of the Jungle. With
he
the
is. Yeah.
He does have that energy.
Yeah. She's like really precious about the.
The
she was
baby
like
manta
the babies
ray.
Are shitting everywhere. What are you talking about? I'm like it's not.
It's
like,
the ocean, dude.
Yeah,
like,
it's the ocean. Have you never been in the ocean?
Like, yeah.
It's whatever.
It's full of shit.
Yeah, there's shit everywhere. Literally.
He's like, maybe don't pee right next to me, but peeing is fine. And don't shit in my face, but you can poop in the water.
You can. It's fine. Because she was like, yeah, we need to go home. I have to go to the bathroom. And he was like, you've been holding it? What?
We're swimming in a bathroom right now.
He's like, what are you even talking about? And then she was like, oh my God, we have to shower every time we get out of this water.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Interesting. So they have a training session with the Dart Arrays. And Neera starts to spasm. She's starting her next transition.
Yeah.
Phase two.
She got seizure.
Yeah.
And Echo goes into a huge panic.
Yeah.
He's like inconsolable.
He's freaking.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which she's kind of fine then because the next thing that happens is a sex scene. So I think she just kind of wakes back up and nothing quite happens yet.
Oh, okay. Wait. I don't remember the timeline at That's all, fine. Actually.
That's fine.
So they had sex before.
Here's the thing.
They free dive and then they have sex again?
Yeah.
How would we ever be able to keep this timeline in any kind of logical? Kind of because order. Nothing happens.
Nothing is logical.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
A series of things happen.
There's
but they're not related.
No.
Not at all.
There's no like A to B to C.
No.
Or like.
They're just like waiting around for her to transition and see what happens to her.
There's no like crescendos or.
No.
Like pacing or.
There was zero pacing.
They're just like, I'm here doing my thing.
And that's why I was like, I am so bored.
But
with this book.
I was in an emotional state.
That should be
state.
Cool. And I'm glad that it was a tranquil place for your mind to
it
go.
Was. Yeah, it was.
Everybody deserves that.
Dial tone up here.
Amazing. No, more like whale tone.
Yeah, and that's what you need to read this book.
That's a whale tone.
So we do get the more in-depth description of his penis in this sex scene.
Oh, okay.
Because she didn't really see it last time, now he just
that
like
that would be the first thing that I do,
right?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm about to fucking alien.
Yeah,
what
let's
that
take
is.
A look at what's happening.
What's
here.
Happening down there?
Yeah, but now he like unveils his veil.
I think she was mesmerized.
Yeah,
and that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it does say, so they have two testicles, although theirs were smooth, almost like polished stones.
We don't like
interesting
wrinkles
way
instead of wrinkles.
To say balls.
Yeah.
Smooth balls.
Mm. Yeah. The shaft, long and thick, had a single ridge that spiraled along the entire length like a corkscrew.
Okay.
But that was not the only source of extra feels. A bunch of spikes with rounded tips formed a ring below the head.
That is such a gross image.
Yeah.
Spikes with rounded tips.
Sure.
I'm just like
fine.
It's giving
lionfish.
Yeah, it's I was going more along that. It's giving like herpes imagery to me personally.
Okay.
That's like maybe like the actual herpes cell.
Okay. Because that is a very interesting association.
I was like, why is there like a ball with like ridges? I was just like, this isn't appealing to me. To see, like, just a normal dick is fine.
Sure.
And then now we're adding, like, weird nubs to the end of it. And you're supposed to, I mean, I'm assuming she's going to, like, put that in her mouth at some point. Like,
I
how many?
Did.
How many are there?
No?
Oh, okay.
And they, then, like,
I don't,
like, what goes on with
because they
those?
Have, they have the teeth in their throat. So, like,
I don't know.
Well, I don't
Maybe
know.
She does eventually.
I don't know.
Maybe she just, like, licks it.
Maybe.
Lick. Yeah.
I did think we got some fun descriptions of, like, specific erogenous zones and, like, specifically around his fins. Like, she, like, fingers his fins.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, baby.
And he shivers.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Shiver my fins, baby. Lock the doors and turn the lights down low.
And, like, behind the ears, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the ears are fins.
Yeah, fin ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what, she'll have fin ears at some point.
Yeah.
She's got her little cute
she'll
human
have
ones
fin
right
ears.
Now.
Fin ears.
Fin ears.
Okay.
So they do bone, and he's afterwards, or the next morning, I don't remember, he starts watering their bed, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? They sleep on a sea sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so her being so confused about everything and reacting so, like, negatively was confusing to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you are an ocean creature.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she's grossed out by
like,
everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, get, like, why are you so chill about some things and then, like, super grossed out about other things?
Right. Well, and I think for me.
That I wouldn't be grossed out. Like, I don't know.
Like,
it seems logical.
That was annoying to me because, like, A, you're in an alien place.
Yeah, dude.
literally not your planet. Mm-hmm. And then B, I was like, why didn't he tell her? Yeah. Just give her a heads up, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you think water, yeah. like literally water beds are normal yeah. on Earth? I don't, like, you gotta.
He let broke bit... down everything else, yeah. but how mm-hmm. certain things in mm-hmm. his house work.
Well, and I think they made a comment where he was like, yeah, I thought it would be kind of funny for me to see me oh, do this.
He has a little bit of a
mischievous,
fun, mischievous side.
He does, yeah. mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. He but like not enough.
No,
he and likes to be playful, but
he's so corny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not like cute either. I'm just like you. If I don't like this,
yeah, he's unsure of her, mm-hmm. and I think her like not really connecting with him kind of like puts a barrier for the mm-hmm. funness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which isn't really fun to read about.
They do eventually talk like, oh, I was so nervous to talk to you. I didn't know yeah. how to be myself.
Yeah.
But then there's still, like, that question.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Like, the whole time.
Yeah. Why are you guys questioning the whole time?
She's also bummed because she doesn't really have anything to do. Mm-hmm. But instead of asking for options, she just pouts about it.
Yeah, that was very
that annoyed me.
Frustrating.
I don't have anything to do. I don't have a job.
I don't know what to do with myself. I'm like,
just hanging out here. Maybe ask someone.
Talk to literally anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The whole village world. Is right there.
Yeah.
Also, I thought it was funny that he just kept referring to his people as like the villagers.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, oh, the villagers can help with that.
Yeah.
Let's go mm-hmm. talk to the villagers.
His mom does tell her about school, though.
Yeah.
Like, hey, in the next that? Town over, there's like a...
trade schools or something.
Yes.
Yeah, she's like, you can go to college, actually, if you yeah. want.
She's like, wow, I have a new lease on life.
Yeah. That was exciting when she realized she could go and educate herself about mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. when she could stay.
So funny.
Because she didn't want to be, like, a trainer like Echo was.
Right. Yeah. She's yeah. like, I live with the guy. I don't want to, like, work with him either.
Right.
It's a little too much.
Like, I don't want to, like, what's the word I'm looking at?
Crowd
like,
him?
Crowd, yeah, I don't yeah. want to crowd him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. give him some space. Mm-hmm.
But she was also like, I always wanted to be a marine biologist. Yeah, we all did, bitch.
That's why we're reading this book.
Every child with a dream wanted that. Like, what are you talking about, Nira? Grow up.
But while she's talking to his mom, she's like, also, I've been maybe kind of nauseous and my boobs hurt.
Oh, and her mom immediately jumps to, are you pregnant?
She must be pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Da da da.
But then she goes through something.
Then she goes through like a phase, right?
Is yeah, she it ends up like, that she's not no pregnant. It's just the pregnant. Next phase like, to her full Sicarian switch.
Body is
yeah. So changing. She's in stage. She's in like, phase one
super
of her
painful puberty
evolution.
Basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's going through the last phase now.
Oh, oh yeah, we skipped the other phase.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't write those down because
oh,
I didn't.
That's okay. Oh, yeah. Because I think during the second phase, she—that's when like her skin changes and like it's
she
yeah.
does start
painful.
To get the
and like
she feels like a dolphin or something now.
Yeah, yeah. She's like my skin is tough and like kind of waxy, but
yeah.
it mm-hmm. looks cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she starts to get her scales, and they're like mm-hmm. baby scales.
Yeah,
and her scales are all like brown and golden.
Yeah,
and she. Can use some of her iridophores,
yeah.
but she's not very good at it, and she freaks out. Because
oh, yeah, she's super mad at Echo's friends, because they're like, here's how you say something, but you're saying bathroom. And she's like, what?
Yeah. And
what?
Well, yeah. And her
and then
eyes...
she can't actually see the other light signs.
Right, yeah.
Or she doesn't have yeah. the iridophores to, like...
Or she doesn't have,
doesn't have all
the
of them.
The receptors to see so, the light that they're emitting.
Correct. So
she's seeing theirs. Yeah.
She
no,
she
that
can't.
That was the whole miscommunication.
So she's seeing the sign that she's doing because her eyes can't detect that wavelength of light yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that's yeah. why she's like, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah. She, but it's not the same
thing. And she gets yeah. super upset about yeah. it. Also, she like mm-hmm. immediately. It's like, oh my gosh, his friends are cool, and they're like
brothers. Little cousins.
Yeah,
yeah. Her, putting everybody in a category right away was yeah. so annoying.
Yeah, you're the mother I never had.
Yeah,
yeah.
Disgusting. So throughout her phases, though, they're kind of painful, and she kind of just passes out, and
she needs someone to constantly be like a pain relieving, like. Human vibrator.
Yeah, so he like thrums is how it's described.
Yeah,
so he's like kind of
he, like, uses
keeping
sonar.
Her calm.
He spoons her and yeah. thrums to mm-hmm. ease her pain.
Yeah, which is fine. But he does that twice, and then it's the third one.
Yeah.
Oh, and they all, apparently all the Valens have, like, a bump on their forehead that's, like, mm-hmm. their,
Yeah, like a ridge.
Yeah, their, like, echolocation or,
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, their sonar.
Mm-hmm. Their sonar. Because there's, they can do two things in their heads.
they can
do two, well,
explode.
They can explode.
And Siren Song? Is that the other one?
And,
or is mind, it just
yeah, like, mind speak.
It's mind speak. Yeah.
Mind speak.
Oh, isn't that something from, like, 1984?
I don't know.
That sounds
oh,
right.
Oh, no, that's double speak.
Oh.
Well, maybe mine speaks in there.
I don't know.
But I'll have to look that up. Yeah.
Doesn't she, like, explode their house?
She does. Because she, like, got something. She's like, oh, I can feel in my head right in the middle of my brain.
So funny.
And he's like, wait, no. And she explodes everything. They have to take him to the hospital. She's freaking out. Mm-hmm. I killed my husband. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's literally fine.
Which we're making it sound way more interesting than it was in the book.
Yeah.
So.
It's true.
It was not that exciting.
Like, I didn't even write any of this down. No.
We're just like, okay, Nira, you're being impatient. You are not listening to anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of a brat. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
Although, after each phase, part of it, part of the point was for her to be, like, rehabilitated to using those muscles.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so, like, I did write that down. Yeah. It just happens later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're all out of order.
So part of the point of the book is to have time for her to go through recovery. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of reassurances from the people around her that, like, hey, it's okay to not do shit. Like, yeah. We're just taking it slow. You're adjusting. You're recovering.
Super freaking out. Yeah. Like, yeah. I have nothing to do. I can't do anything. I'm so useless. But, like, you literally
I need to do this perfectly the first time.
Have to grow a new body with your own body.
Yeah.
That is also your own body.
Just ridiculous.
Right. So whatever phase she's on, the doctors are like, hey, we might have a solution that will stop her from turning into a full Sicarian.
Because her and Echo are vibing so hard.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's literally just some nanobots that will, like, stop her lungs from changing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're like, if it doesn't work, we can just take them out and literally it won't affect you at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And literally, it's, like, no downsides.
Yeah.
There's no downsides. You drink the nanobots in, like, a little shot glass or something, and that's it. Uh-huh.
But Echo is freaking out about it.
He's, like, not for handling no reason. It.
He's
well
like,
at
she
all.
Can't change herself for me.
And I'm like,
what?
That makes no sense, Echo.
Like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, like, it's dangerous. It could be dangerous, but what if it's dangerous? It's, I have to protect her.
The doctor has literally told you it's not dangerous multiple times.
Yeah. And just Mira can't help himself.
Is into it. And that,
and his other solution is, like, you know what? What if I get surgery on my lungs and my gills so I can breathe a different atmosphere?
Go to the other world with her. Leave my whole family. Isn't he, like, kind of a prince?
Kind of.
Like, I thought they were kind of, like, in charge. So.
I don't think that's true.
Oh.
I'm not a prince, but, like,
In the village that he's from, he's very popular.
I mean,
he's kind of in charge, I think.
No, I don't think so.
I think everyone is...
I don't think he's... thinking about it now, I don't think he's in charge of anything.
No.
I think he has, like... He's the it boy right now because
he's got a wife.
He's single and he just got a human wife.
Yeah.
Which the whole planet is like
obsessed.
This is awesome. No, this is so hot for you.
So he's the boss of the pet trainers.
Yeah.
So he is in charge.
But he's not like a prince. I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
No.
It would have been cute.
More interesting.
I would have picked it up.
Yeah.
I would have
made that up.
I would have maybe been a little more forgiving.
Didn't they also not want him to leave? Because then if they have kids, then there's more women to go around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ew. Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, pretty gross. Keep your offspring on our planet so we can fuck them.
We're very close
and
as mother
and
son.
And that's where I'm like, this is a conspiracy.
This is a cult. This is a fish cult.
Yeah.
There is something nautically nefarious about this.
Nautically awry here.
There's something wrong
under the sea.
Oh, boy.
So my notes get a little thin here. they go to a sunken city, and we get a dumb over-explanation about how water pressure works.
Oh my god, that was so stupid.
Like, we get it.
Yeah, I didn't care.
It was so,
and
was so
but
lame.
They made out on the underwater train, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And then they went
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, they were like...
Oh, yeah, because in the... No, I think it's the elevator, because people got in the elevator, and
maybe
were like,
the, oh, yeah, because there's oh, a whole yeah. world you guys are down so there. Cute. Mm-hmm. And part he's like, maybe I'll stay with her down in this world.
Yeah, because he was like, you can't be a if you can't be above ground, you can stay under here in the sunken city.
Yeah.
But you think of it as like a prison, and I would never want that for you. Yeah. But then we get down there, and I'm like, this is nice.
It's just like, it's like a whole metropolis.
Yeah. And they've got everything you need.
And she says literally the same thing. She's like, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to live here.
She's like, I just lived in my room for the last however many years because I couldn't go outside into other pressure, air pressure.
And she's like, also, dude, I don't know anyone on the Sakaarian planet. I know y'all, and we're vibing.
Yeah, she wants to stay.
I don't want to leave here. And he's like, but elective surgery.
Yeah.
But what if I get a surgery so you don't have to do anything else?
It's in my DNA to protect you.
I just have to protect you in a really unnecessary way, babe.
Yeah. But yeah, so then they go and they walk all around. Mm-hmm. They have a cute place. Mm-hmm. And they go to, like, the plaza. And here's my final note on the book. So they're in the plaza, and she's like, oh, what happens here? And he's like, oh, yeah, we can sit here on, like, or maybe it's, like, a pavilion.
Yeah.
Town square, whatever you will. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a little amphitheater or something. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, we have different singers. We have bands come. And then he explains, my favorite ones are interactive crime-solving games. He freaking explains murder mystery parties, murder mystery dinners to Neera.
Yes.
And like, you are so corny, Echo.
So funny.
Why are you explaining this to her?
But for me, I was like, oh, great. They have murder.
I'm like, they said, yeah, there's great entertainment options.
This place has everything. Club. Yeah, another Echo, club.
Shut up.
Fish, another fish.
Yes. I was like, you are so lame.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Echo Doja. It's freaking murder mystery obsession. Yes.
And he's 6'5" and he has a vibrating dick.
He talks like this. And baby, my dick is a vibrator, but we're copyright. Not really specific on where the vibrator is located.
Doesn't matter.
That's for you to find out, babe.
We're gonna get like copy stricken.
Oh my god, Jesus, suffering. Christ. So sorry.
So he finally has a heart to heart with his bro, and his bro is like, bro, you gotta let her do the nanobots.
Yeah, it's actually fine. His cousin that's more like a brother. Oh, and she says that multiple times in the book.
She does. It's important.
I thought it was going to turn into a reverse harem for a minute.
Yeah, for a second.
She liked them.
She did.
I thought that was going to be the plot and I was going to be so happy. And then it wasn't.
It was not. No. She just thinks they're cool.
She's like, oh, it's so nice to have family and friends. I was such a loser on Earth. I'm like, you're still a loser, actually, kind of.
So he's like, fine, I'll let her have the nanobots. And she does the nanobots. And guess
what? Do you know?
It's fine.
It goes great. Exactly as the doctor said.
They finish.
No problems.
She finishes her third phase where she's a full, like, Triton evolution person now.
She's a Tritonian now. As, what's her name? Rachel? His author?
Regine.
And Regine, who should have gone with Tritonians.
I was like, Rachel Bloom?
Rachel Bloom. You ruined everything. How many copyright things can we get right now? Freaking so, Regine, you should listen to us, not call them Thalons.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
That's more aviary to me.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Like, oh, because it sounds Thalon like Talon.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she's using... Oh, well, no, she wouldn't. Well, no, she actually is kind of dumb, so I think she would.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Regine.
Sorry.
No hate to the author.
No, lots of hate. No, Regine, you're lovely. You're writing a lot of books, and I could never.
So, there's a lot of books.
I read it. I loved it.
Yeah. Some say quality over quantity.
Not Regine.
Oh, my God. So,
I think she has a good sense of humor, and we would actually get along in person.
That would be great. I would love that.
But listen to this and listen to me fight you first.
Oh my goodness! I'm so sorry.
I'm not serious.
So after she finishes her third phase, he's done thrumming her to sleep.
Yeah,
he's thrum you to sleep.
Babe. He's like hearing her mind speak while she's unconscious. Mm-hmm. So it's not coming through clearly because she's sleepy, but. he's like, oh my God, she's like fully developed. And she wakes up and their eyes meet and their eyes like glow.
Their eyes lock and they become soulmates and they're
they finally
change colors.
They get their fish wedding rings in their eyes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep. They're like, he's like, oh my God, this is so crazy. And she's like, soulmates. Literally what?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I should have told you about this before, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you should have included before, Echo.
But it's like, how could you have a huge emotional reaction to that without context?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then he would get like, he'd probably get like butthurt, like, because she doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like,
yeah.
Why isn't she reacting the way I want her to?
Yeah.
Even though I never told her that this exists.
Yeah.
So they have a golden halo around their irises now, signifying that they're soulmates. No, they're both golden. Oh. They're both golden.
I read that as hers was pink and his was gold because she's like gold and he's pink.
That's would be cute. Okay.
That's what I thought.
Sorry. Yeah. No. Sorry. It's just soulmate color.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, gold.
Everybody gets gold.
Gold ring.
Like a ring, yeah.
Blah.
So he's like, okay, great, you're done transforming, we're soulmates, this is great, and we gotta get you to the doctor. And she's like, wait, I want to try my new powers. And he's like, no.
Oh, yeah, this is when she explodes him.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, let me just try for 2 minutes.
Let me just try this. And she does her little pouty lip.
Just let me try it. So he does, and he's like kind of describing where it is, how to do it. And she does it wrong, and she brain blasts.
Yeah, she brain blasts.
Yeah, she brain blasts him into unconsciousness. And
which is fucking funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, all the villagers come running. Everyone
comes in. They're like, "What did you do?" Actually, they don't blame her at all.
No, they don't. What happened? They don't.
Because everyone on this planet is so gracious. Yeah, of course.
They love that there's new vagina here.
They're so thirsty, which is funny because it's a planet of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Salty. Of fresh water.
Fresh water and salty.
There is some salt water. That's true. Yeah. But they made a bit point to be like, we swim around in fresh water all day.
So they are both at the doctor's. Everyone's fine. Everyone's fine. But now we know that Neera is pregnant.
With twins.
And it's so magical. I'm not a fan of pregnancy stuff. No. So I was just like, I know this is like cute for their village, though.
Sure. They were ecstatic.
Oh my God.
To say the least.
She jumped into his arms and then he spun her around.
I'm like, I don't know how much time had passed since she got there and they became pregnant. 3 months?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a few months.
Yeah. It's fast.
3 months?
3 months. But they're all like, they're all like,
atrocious. I want to have a baby with you. I've known you for less than a year.
I didn't even like you at first.
And disgusting. I was so unsure about everything, and I'm really ready to have a family. So gross.
Yeah, it's not great. But he takes her to this special field on like special underwater on a special full moon because he got as a wedding present a magic rock
from his brother cousin what was his name, like Celiac or something.
Did not write their names down.
truly don't know
Echo
Whisper. I know there was like,
this is my cousin Whisper.
Odin and something else.
Yeah,
but I don't,
Delta.
You know what his name was? It was Ray.
What?
Wasn't it Ray?
No way.
I thought it was Ray.
No, it's Ray. It's possible, but.
I wouldn't put it past Regine.
I thought it was Ray. He's like, okay, babe, take this rock. Find a little gooby guy and
make seashell.
And you can make a wish with our special rock. And he was like, here's the rules of wishing. Basically, you just get information/a blessing.
Yeah.
It's so, like a little...
like a fortune, kind of.
Yeah. Your fortune.
But they're like, this will for sure happen.
They believe it's real.
They confirm that, yes, this is going to happen.
This is a
for
cult.
It is a cult.
So she finds a little wishy guy, and she's like, oh, you know what? With these little unborn babies inside me, I want to know... she's wishing for fertility for them.
Which is yeah, she gross. Wishes health for the babies is just kind of generically what she says. Mm-hmm, and the octopus, they look like little baby Dumbo octopus is the way she describes them.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of adorable.
It's
yeah,
pretty actually. Cute.
I
pretty
was like, cute. Okay, yeah. We open a shell and there's a magical little cute octopus somewhere.
Right.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm back great. In. They, what, they reeled me back with that
they
one.
They should have introduced that first.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's magic here? Come on.
Right. It's been very scientific up until now.
To know there's magic.
Yeah.
Well, the soul bonding thing.
I guess.
Well, yeah, the soul bonding. Yeah. But also their whole body transforming, so that doesn't quite surprise me.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
I mean, it's not necessarily logical on my end, but...
No, I would say there's not a lot of logic.
No logic.
They do talk about science, quote-unquote science.
Yeah.
Stuff.
No, it's like real science.
She learned the word iridophores and she went with it.
Yeah, she used that word a lot.
Yeah.
She really went with it.
Yeah.
But the little octopus gives her back two red stones, which means her wish worked and the kids will be fertile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gross.
Yucky.
And she's twin girls.
Twin girls, of course.
Sonya and Athea is what I wrote down.
Oh, she named them?
Yeah, in the epilogue at the end. It's like a couple years later, I think, and they have the kids.
Oh, I don't think I read the epilogue, maybe. Oh, I did. Or maybe not that far. Yeah. But essentially after that, she starts showing that she's pregnant and is essentially treated like
royalty.
Holy Mary.
A queen.
Yeah.
Literally. So I'm like, this is
a miracle.
This is a cult. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
And she is about to become its leader.
Yeah.
Which I would read that with fucking.
That would be great.
Okay. If she ascends to like lead their Fallon cult.
Yeah.
And
takes over, fixes things up.
Takes over, changes things, maybe not fixes things. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uses magic.
Gets learns how it to gets worse.
Learns how to use magic. Completely ruins the planet. No.
Yeah. Oh, and at but, the very end of the book, we get to meet Echo's hot dad.
Oh my God! I forgot about it.
One of his mom's harem boys,
yes.
Who is Echo's dad, shows up.
But Echo's dad is her primary. In the
Yeah. She likes him the most.
That's
he was
so
just away at war? Why was he gone?
No, he's an architect.
Yeah, whatever.
He was designing a new city or something
He was just on a project.
It's on a work trip.
For like 6 months.
Yeah.
For the most important time of his son's life.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I have to
well, he came back.
Trip. Sorry, bro.
He came back before the 6 months was up.
Yeah.
So also, like, what? Like, you didn't come back for your son's wedding? Come
so
on.
So funny.
And it's such a big deal that your kid's getting married?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting choice there.
Yeah. And his dad is pink, too, right?
No, he's fully
he's silver.
White.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like
silvery white.
Yeah, kind of silvery white. Like, opalescent kind of white.
Yeah, opalescent.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was also like, oh my God, who's this hot guy?
That's your
like,
dad.
Are you going to fuck the dad, too, Nira? What
God,
the hell?
That would be so funny.
That's the end.
Yeah,
and that was the end of the book.
That's the end of the book.
No
so
plot.
She
no.
pretty much is like carted around on
silver
what are those
platter?
Called?
Yeah, oh, a palanquin.
A palanquin. Yeah. The rest of the book, I'm sure, until the babies get there,
yep. mm-hmm.
they probably ascend to like god level or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe the brother cousins marry her
children. Do you think they imprint?
Ooh.
I wonder
maybe that's why she
like
liked
imprint.
Him so much.
Oh my God.
The eggs inside of her.
No! I'm gonna throw up. I am sick.
That's
not canon.
That's the worst thing
no,
I've ever
not
heard.
Canon at all. So, what did you guys rate the book?
I'll start. just for the book itself, I give it a 2-star. Out of 5.
Okay.
Because I had a fun time. It was short. It was fine.
Yeah. It was fun. I knew it was going to be fun because I was going to talk to you guys about it.
Yeah.
That's true.
That
That's
helped.
True. Yeah. So sorry it was not.
I mean, I still read it in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it didn't take a lot of brain power at all. No. And it did up my reading goal for the year. So.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Bonus.
Got me a little closer to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Insane goal, I said.
I would say like 9 out of 10 fish scales.
Yeah.
Because they're fish
okay.
like the whole time, except for part of the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say I rated it 1 star out of 5 as far as the book goes.
Fair.
It could have been a really cool story, but unfortunately it was written like a high schooler was having a fun writing exercise.
I just wrote down a series of dreams I had.
I had these crazy dreams, guys.
Yeah.
I think this could really be something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are definitely more interesting things that could have been happening, and they just weren't, which was not for me, personally.
Yeah.
And I would say as far as, like, mermaid stuff goes, I'd give it maybe a 10 out of 10. Mostly oh, sure. because I don't consume a lot of mermaid sure. stuff other than your podcast.
Yeah.
Everything was ocean themed.
It was so ocean.
Very strong, yeah.
So scaly.
It was so ocean.
It was so, so what are those scales called? Are the lights called like uridite? Or...
Oh, iridophores.
Iridophores. Uridite. Oh my God. No. I'm so stupid.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it was very ocean. Although I do, that we didn't talk about this. But the little, like, fish maggots that she has to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like,
yeah.
little nutrient packs. That was really satisfying that she was so grossed out and had to eat them.
Still had to eat them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you deserve that, Nira.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was funny.
Mm-hmm. I also gave it a 2 out of 10. Or 5. Sorry.
It's fine.
2 out of 5. The writing was pretty bad. It did feel very, what's the word we were using?
Juvenile.
Juvenile, yeah, which really takes me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a series of events that didn't really make a plot. There wasn't really anything they...
Not a lot of conflict.
Yeah, no conflict. No. And the conflict that was there was really... Silly. Yeah, like it was really...
It was unserious.
Set up very specifically to be conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't need to be there at all.
No, yeah.
And then was just explained away with whatever she decided. Mm-hmm. Fixed it, so... Mm-hmm. Not my fave. Mermaid scale... I wanted to be rougher on it than you guys.
Go for it.
That's hey, you rough it up.
I'm very specific about my mermaid scale.
I think that's valid.
I think I'm going to
It's completely.
They walked a lot.
I support you.
They walked a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to go 6.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I know that's
I
low.
I can see that.
But he had legs.
Yeah.
He did.
And
they
I didn't
bipedal.
Love that. And when mm-hmm. he had a mermaid tail, he didn't have a fin on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
there
that
was no fin.
Annoyed me.
Web toes.
You know what? I'll adjust my rating to a... To 9 out of 10.
Scale. Brought you down.
Brought me down. Brought me down 1 scale.
Yeah. Because there's like illustrations at the end of the book when he looks like as a merman, and he just kind of looks like a little
like
hot dog man.
Like he's in a little big, like he's wearing a big sock with like fins on the side.
Yeah.
He does.
Like the fins are some of my favorite part, and they were absent. So
like it could have very easily been something that comes out of their... He looks like a hot dog for sure. That is not... Okay, you have to post an image of that when you post the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. That is not attractive.
Yeah.
Who drew that?
I don't know.
I think the illustration is good.
The illustration's accurate. Mm-hmm. But also, that's a really hot dog color. not pink.
Like a light pinky red color.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite mermaid book.
No, definitely not. The troll book I read after this was way better.
Oh, okay. I need to read the troll book.
Yeah, I've started it too.
I am into it.
I just finished this other book on Kindle Unlimited. It's corporate mandated holiday romance.
Oh,
that's fun.
I would say I would rate it 2 out of 5.
Okay.
But there's more plot.
Oh, sure.
Way more plot.
Okay.
I mean, it's always a toss up with Kindle Unlimited.
Right. Mm-hmm. You never know.
So, you know, I definitely think if we put our heads together, we could probably make it a more interesting story.
We could.
If we really wanted to.
So funny. Well, thanks for joining us.
So now it happens in private. It's over, right?
That's it, guys.
Thanks for letting me talk with you guys.
Yes, thanks for reading this with us.
I'm so glad to be here with you both in person.
Yeah, we are in person. We didn't even mention that.
No, we're all in person. We haven't all been together, I think, since your wedding, actually.
Yeah, which is like 4.5 years ago.
It makes me feel sick.
That's very sad.
Like, it's disgusting. I mean, it doesn't feel like that long because we FaceTime pretty much weekly.
Yeah, we have a group chat constantly.
And talk daily. We're constantly in communication.
Yes, but in person, we are here celebrating Audrey's birthday.
Birthday 30, 30, 40, and 30.
Yay! Yeah.
And it's your golden birthday.
Yeah, golden birthday. Should,
maybe your eyes will change.
You'll get a golden ring.
Golden rings.
That would be amazing.
I'm going to call Dr. Atani. And we're going to have something happening here.
Why did I think you were going to say Dr. Ring?
Dr. Ring. Our childhood physician.
They'll know what to do.
He does not know what to do. Absolutely
no,
not. He didn't know what to do when my appendix burst. Oh my god. No. We're never calling that man.
So tell me that story later.
That's so funny. But I do have a slight ocean fun fact.
Oh yes. Yay. Fact us up. Fact it up.
Iridophores are cells that are made up of stacks of thin protein plates that function as multi-layer reflectors. So they can reflect visible light, infrared light, and UV light. The end.
Ooh, I love that.
That's a fun fact.
And cephalopods have those. Mm-hmm. Probably other things too, but yeah, this...
Who cares, though?
This paragraph specifically is talking about cephalopods. So...
And now it's time for Ashley's Treasure Trove, where Ashley recommends you something that's mermaid themed. So my recommendation is a different oceany themed book. It is called Hunt on Dark Waters by Katie Robert.
Love Katie Robert.
I haven't read it.
I like Katie Robert.
Yeah, but I do love Katie Robert. And this is very like oceany, witches, pirates. Ooh. I think mermaids are in there. Not confirmed, but ocean vibes. Love Katie Robert. There's got to be a lot of smut in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Katie Robert loves smut.
She is the smut girl for me.
Smut queen. Like, her books go back and forth. Some of them are, like, every chapter.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I thought romance was.
Mm-hmm. Not always.
No, not always.
Like more of the romance rather than, like, that's the just erotica. Romance. Okay, yeah.
There is a difference. But this one seems to be more plot with a lot of spice in it, but...
Okay.
Try and check that out, maybe. I will be reading it. I bought it, actually. The physical copy is at my house, so I need to start it.
Yay. That's great. And I have a book rec, The Mountain in the Sea by Ray Naylor. It is a sci-fi book, and it is very interesting, a little more my reading speed. And essentially, there's a scientist watching octopi. Octopuses?
Mm.
Octopuses? No, it's never said.
It doesn't matter. Because the technical...
It, multiple octopuses. It doesn't matter. Octopuses.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They're watching them evolve in real time.
Wow.
Which is really cool, because you can see with their iridophore, they use those to create a language and try to communicate with this scientist and an android.
Wow. Just like Echo.
It's so cool. Not the same. All. Like, Echo, fuck you, Echo.
I'm so sorry. It's fine.
Yeah, that's really cool. It takes you kind of in a future setting.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say too much about it. It's a little dystopian, a little hopeful.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of octopus science.
That's great.
I love that.
Yay! Yeah, it's great. It's a great time.
I would highly recommend Turning 30.
Yes. I also highly recommend that.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to say is, fuck you, I'm 30.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. So excited. It really means a lot to me.
Oh, that's great.
Put it on my grave.
I just like saying, as a 30-year-old woman.
As a 30-year-old teenage girl.
Great. So thank you so much for joining us. It's time for us to go back into the ocean, and we will see you next time when we review something else. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.